Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ron, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Mr. Sandman. Hope is all well with you, brother. I wanted to change my previous topic request for your analysis of red pill movies to your analysis of so-called red-pilled women. You mentioned in past videos you wanted to interview ladies of interest. After watching this interview, would this one be considered an interesting human? Please dissect and interject your take on this interview with author Mary Harrington. Regarding her stage of the epiphany stage, she seems to have the answer moving forward regarding the modern feminist mindset. Take care, my brother, and keep the Lego channel concept moving forward. Godspeed for your future endeavors, sir. Well, Ron, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. The interview you sent me is to the Chris Williamson podcast, where he interviews Mary Harrington, the author of the book Feminism Against Progress. I'm glad I watched this so that people don't have to. About 3 minutes in, she finally lets her verbal diarrhea flow out of her mouth. She says a lot of stuff that we already know, that women have always had informal power that was community-based. That women had the power of reputation to bring up or destroy people socially, as well as control the access to information to their husbands with regards to what's going on in the community at large. Mary also says that women have turned themselves into subscription products by going on to OnlyFans, and that the current exploitative situation between the sexes is going to wreck love. I agree, because if women start treating men like pay piggies, they shouldn't be surprised when men eventually see relationships with women as being nothing more than transactional. This hurts women because men would normally do a lot of free stuff for them, but if it becomes pay to play, men will do the bare minimum. Mary is a former second and third wave feminist that doesn't believe in progress. She goes down the rabbit hole exploring the relationship between feminism and progress. So far, I brought up some big ideas, but I could distill 40 minutes of her words down to only 5. She's like the boring version of Diana Davison, but she does make some valid points that feminism is a response to material conditions and civilization improving. About 25 minutes in, she starts to get interesting, that everything changed thanks to contraceptives and third-wave feminism's digital revolution. I never really looked at feminism as unleashed as technology freed women's time up. You have the suffragettes in the early 20th century once oil and electricity freed up their labor in the home, thanks to the Second Industrial Revolution, which coincides with the first wave of feminism. Then you have the contraceptive revolution as well as divorce and abortion, and as well as women entering the workforce, which ties into second wave feminism, and now third wave feminism with the digital computer revolution. Now we're about to see feminism's response to the Fourth Industrial Revolution. In each revolution, women have gained power. The first gave them more free time because it freed them from the difficult household chores that they were doing. The second freed them from pregnancy and allowed them to earn their own money on an equal footing to men. And the third one freed them from having to take responsibility for sleeping around in their own social circle. Tinder and dating apps meant that they didn't have to take accountability for being sluts no more. Not to mention they get tons of attention from social media that they never would have received before. But the Fourth Industrial Revolution is all about AI. And it's going to free men from having to pursue women sexually thanks to AI girlfriends and lover bots. That means they'll lose much of their attention and social exploits that they gained from the third revolution. Plus, AI is going to take many of their jobs away, so that takes them back to the middle of the second wave. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the only way to take women's rights away is through economic and technological collapse, Clown World Show. Mary Harrington continues by basically saying that women's freedom is underwritten by technology, that it's not about progress but changes to society because of industrial, contraceptive, and digital revolutions. That's me taking her jumble of words and finding a clear and concise description. Why can't she say that? That each wave of feminism is a response to each new wave of technology that creates new freedoms. Technology flattens the differences between men and women, but she says that human nature remains, even if men and women are equals. I would see equity as a way to flatten the differences between the sexes. She makes some good arguments for women being able to work outside the home and make their own money. Because what would have happened in the past if you're a woman and your husband drinks away all your funds and beats you? Women were economically dependent, and it makes sense why the temperance movement was started. But what doesn't make sense is that if you look at all the old photos of suffragettes, they're so ugly, they make your eyes suffer. If I had an opportunity to interview Mary, I wouldn't take it because I was agitated by your inability to make clear and concise points quickly. Chris, the guy interviewing her, mentions that women invading male spaces meant that in order for women to have access to those male spaces, men can't have things like working man's clubs because women don't want men to have those special clubs. Because they need to break up any boys' networks so they can have as many opportunities as men have. Supposedly. Mary also mentions that we're in the transhuman era. She's just using that buzzword to describe what happened once women embraced the contraceptive pill. She says that your personhood is inseparable from the technology that you use. It doesn't actually fix you, but upgrades normal. They also discuss how men on the left that are seemingly the biggest allies to women are also their worst enemies. They mention how Ethan Klein laughed at a woman that was crying when deepfake nudes were created of her without her permission. They wonder why male feminists, many have scandals, and I'll tell you why. Because they're sexist. She says they're led astray that male and female sexuality is the same. But I don't necessarily agree with that. I just think the male feminists are the most sexist men, and they're projecting onto other men the title of being sexist, so that they aren't accused of what they're guilty of first. Mary is also basically saying that the easy wins are technological when it comes to feminism and the sexes, but that male energy has not disappeared, but instead is out there colonizing and exploiting the human soul. Now we're at the stage of the breakdown of relationships, where women are commodifying themselves and exploiting simps. That we've gone to the stage where we can't extend enough vulnerability and trust to love another person. In the end, it's catastrophic to happiness, purpose as well as kids. She thinks this commodification is the reason that people are having lots of sex. I think we need to find a third way. A new purpose to find ourselves instead of marriage and family, which was instant purpose that came out of a pussy. Happiness is a personal and not a community thing. That's why I think we're going to have kids using surrogacy one day. She also doesn't necessarily agree with gestational surrogacy, because she believes that pregnancy rewires the mother's brain in irreversible ways, and she makes a good point that the same changes don't take place in women that use surrogates. Women have been using technology to level the playing field with men, but how far is too far? Now through transmaxing, men will be able to level the playing field with women, and I'm sure women won't like that, because actually they weren't leveling it. Their side of the playing field remains stacked against men, and they just leveled the male side for themselves. This new AI revolution is going to mean women's side is going to get leveled by men. Would I listen to Mary if I wasn't paid to make this review? No, I'd go listen to early Karen Strong videos instead, because they're clear and concise instead of scatterbrained. Karen makes more points than Mary does, almost 2 hours worth in only 10 minutes. I couldn't figure out why this video is called Feminism is No Longer Helping Women. Doesn't she mean that the advancement of technology is no longer helping? Which would be a more accurate description. She seems to think that things are fine up to a point, this point, but going forward somehow things will get bad. She wants her cake and she wants to eat it too. She probably recognizes that the next stage of technological progress and reproduction will benefit men more than women. Making the case against surrogacy is part of that. She says there's something wrong with women that don't want to get pregnant the traditional way, as if they're experiencing it in a horror show like H.R. Giger. And the baby's a chest burster. I always felt a sense of dread and fear thinking that I had just made a woman pregnant. That fear is why I always use protection regardless of what woman said. Chris shares the creepiest story in the video about how trans men get fake penises made. They put in what amounts to the Reebok pump technology with a fake ball attached to a fake penis and you pump the ball up like it's a running shoe. It's made from your forearm tissue and your arm looks disgusting afterwards. But that's a story for another day. Now I'm going to share some pictures from my two Lego cities that I've been working on for about a year. And it takes time to build quality and get building skills and techniques down, not to mention get pieces. The first one is a pirate city based on Port Royal, an actual city that sunk to the bottom of the Caribbean in 1692. The other one is a Miami Lego city, and I'm not showing any of the actual buildings in the cities, just the individual minifigures and their environments. I'm building everything from scratch, and the goal is to release 40 videos and see what the LEGO community thinks, and if the channel is viable. I'm making content that I want to see, that no one is putting out, that I look for on YouTube. That's pretty much the same thing I did when I started this channel, because there wasn't enough content that I wanted to consume, and it was hard to do back then. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ron for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women want to smash all the biological barriers holding them back from taking men's power, but all the barriers holding men from taking theirs must remain standing. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women with the fake forearm penises away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.